2202.
This is Free Talk Live. We're launching into hour number three of the program. You bring up whatever you want via the toll-free number at 800-259-9231. Sickle CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Nick.
And Mark.
Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features there are free, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. Anthony Gregory at lewrockwell.com. Interesting article here posted, which is apparently based on a speech that he gave at the Libertarian National Convention over the weekend. One of the, I would say, highlights of a very disappointing convention wherein, in case you didn't know, in case you haven't heard, the Libertarian Party has made the awful decision of nominating a man who is not a Libertarian as their presidential candidate. Well, sure, he claims to be a Libertarian, but by the most basic of litmus tests, he fails. He's a big government guy in many areas, and it was just really sad what happened over the weekend. But this is an interesting story, again, from Anthony Gregory. The question, why do we choose to defend liberty? Some people often look upon those of us who choose to defend liberty with some curiosity. What could be our motivation? Those who see everything political purely in terms of economic motivations and personal gain have some trouble grappling with our ideas for society. They look at our position on Social Security and they think we must not care about the elderly. They know we want to slash taxes and promote free markets in 100 directions, and they assume we must want to coddle the rich and big business. They think we're naive about threats to national security or that we're un-American because we favor peace. Not just in Iraq, but as a general rule. We've come across all of these viewpoints and all of these attitudes.
Absolutely.
While doing this
it's
show.
It's naive to think that you can't just go into other people's countries and shoot the hell out of them, blow their heads up, destroy families, and treat them like dogs and cattle. It's naive to think that.
Additionally, for decades, some have associated libertarians with an obsession with drugs. But of course, economic determinism isn't an immutable fact of life. Karl Marx was wrong, and thank goodness. People don't only respond to narrow class or self-interest. Were this not so, it would be impossible to account for the work done by political activists of all types, not just among us, but those of all political movements. The pro-life movement is not only interested in narrow self-interest, neither is the pro-choice movement. The environmentalists, gun rights advocates, anti-war protesters, conservatives, and socialists of all stripes have among their ranks millions of people who are dedicated to their vision and determined to make the world better. Not just for themselves, but for others. Ideas are important. Principle motivates people to make all sorts of sacrifices to promote their version of justice, to make their abstract ideology a reality. We see this even in the nightmarish general election process every 4 years. Not every single person is voting solely out of narrow self-interest. People are horrified by everything the other side is perceived to stand for. They believe they themselves are standing for something. Even libertarian elements come into play here. Some Democrats naively vote against Republicans out of concern about war, not narrow economic self-interest alone. Republicans, too, sometimes find their inspiration in abstract concepts of justice. Surely, what excited the Ron Paul movement, an unprecedented libertarian grassroots uprising, was ideas. The ideas of liberty. So why is liberty the idea that we choose to defend? Well, we choose to defend liberty because, in a sense, we have very little choice. It's a matter of right and wrong. It's a fundamental struggle. And looking at our world, we can see why. And then he goes on here, and we'll continue this, but yeah, that's the conclusion that you come to. Once you discover the message of freedom, once you understand liberty and what it's all about, then how you could just turn your head and stick it in the sand and ignore everything that's going on and do nothing about it, I couldn't fathom it. I couldn't fathom having the knowledge that I have and understanding what's going on as I do, the way that people in search of power are and how they want to wield it over others and how they're harming people. Like the woman we talked about last hour who was doing nothing more than holding an art show, who had the police come in and arrest her for serving drinks without a license in front of 200 of her friends and associates. That's just one example of all of the horrific things that governments do to people. How could you come across something like that? How can you come across such travesty and ignore it? I have to fight for freedom.
Well, many people start out with good intentions and they burn out. I mean,
because of politics, I think.
Well, and just politics and civil disobedience. I mean, neither's been able to affect real change or even really change the direction of the way things are going. So, I think a lot of people get frustrated because frustration really lies in knowing what you want to do and not knowing how to go about it successfully. And a lot of people, sadly, they do discover the message of freedom and liberty, and they are either naive in thinking that, they're getting involved is going to single-handedly turn the whole thing around in the next year or two.
That's a good
or
point.
They just, it can eat at you after a while when
I can see what
things
are
getting worse.
Yeah, I can see where you're coming from, because if I hadn't found the Free State Project, I probably would have been as frustrated in that way by the Libertarian Party getting nothing done, and then what do I do now?
I think a lot of people say, my life is comfortable the way it is, and I don't want to do anything that might, damage where I am. I've got people that count on me, and,
Yeah, I understand that, too. Like, I wouldn't want to get arrested and taken away from my life because it's a nice life. I mean, I've got a wonderful girlfriend. I live in a nice house in a nice place around nice people, and everything here is great. Certainly, being plucked away from all that would be awful. But at the same time, I understand that if I do nothing, then inevitably my freedoms are going to be chipped away bit by bit, and I could end up in that same place. It just may take a little bit longer. Either way, I can't sit still. I can't just let it happen. And even those who are concerned about that can still do things. They can still do things behind the scenes or quietly or whatever. They don't necessarily have to be out on the front line. So
and
I don't think that's a valid excuse.
You're generally safe on the political side. If that's
true.
Where, if you're concerned about, getting arrested, you can still write a $100 donation to the LP, and you're not going to be swooped
up. Or sign up for the Free State Project. I mean,
right.
To me, I just don't understand why somebody wouldn't sign up and say, okay, if 20,000 people sign up for the Free State Project, then I'll move to New Hampshire. You're not taking much of a risk there.
It's a pretty solid if-then statement. I mean,
right.
It's assuming, you're going to have a strong outcome.
And if you're a libertarian and you care anything about freedom and liberty, then, you're going to want to move where those 20,000 people are when, in fact, that comes into play.
Yeah, if you're sane, you will. So we continue here. Anthony Gregory says, we favor economic freedom because the alternative is to favor a slow enslavement. The state's attacks on free enterprise lead to stagnation, impoverishment, inflation, and wealth destruction on a horrific scale. It's brought this economy to the most precarious point we're facing right now. It's becoming more expensive to buy food. Healthcare's a mess. The unfunded liabilities in the entitlement state are going to cripple this country unless something fundamental changes. Subsidized easy credits created a bubble, and now the laws of gravity are kicking in.
Yeah.
The socialist regulatory corporate state that's been fastened onto the economy for more than 100 years has come to the point now where Social Security is a bigger problem than almost any government on earth. Eminent domain has taken on life in a particularly insidious way, and this isn't sustainable. It's dividing people, it's causing social conflict, and it's killing our country. We defend personal liberties because the same principles apply. They used to say we were utopian about the drug war and victimless crimes, but what kind of real world have their policies created? The United States has the largest prison population on earth.
Ever.
We have more peaceful people in prison than almost any other nation has criminals in prison. This is supposed to be law enforcement, but these prisons are totalitarian hells of lawlessness. People are raped, beaten, and treated like slaves on an unspeakable scale. 500,000 people are behind bars for drugs alone. And surely, this is a human rights issue that should concern anyone wanting a civil society. The Bill of Rights was made a mockery of far before 9/11, as the government increasingly took on the role of using the police force to make people into model citizens. Conservatives who think they oppose social engineering, but oppose the drug war, must not see the irony. They wanted to create a drug-free America, but instead they created a police state where the Fourth Amendment, economic freedom, or any semblance of the rule of law had to be left behind. And now the police state has invaded every conceivable sector of society. It now locks people up for hiring illegal aliens. It's targeted towards some of the most defensible players in the market. It leaves behind a trail of death and misery. Recently, thanks to the some remaining understanding of what's right and wrong, the Texas judiciary has ruled the kidnapping of more than 400 people from the FLDS compound to be illegal. The thing was based on propaganda, as was the Waco incident, which didn't end as peacefully. And this is an important point. What made Waco different was that people resisted. The state's always a threat to the most basic rights. It's ultimately enforced through bureaucratically directed violence, and the threat of violence is always there. All over the country, families have been destroyed, lives ruined, communities ravaged by the drug war and other such crusades, and they think we're not looking at reality when we attack such programs as the drug war. Look at what their various domestic wars have actually created. More coming up. You can take control. Bring up anything. This is your show. It is Free Talk Live.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Let's face it, the political landscape today is all about blaming the other guy. Democrats blame Republicans, Republicans blame Democrats. But I've got to say, at least they're throwing rocks in the right direction. We libertarians are good about fighting amongst ourselves. It's time to pick a candidate, a serious candidate for president, and start moving forward. That candidate is George Phillies.
This is George Phillies, libertarian for president. I approved of this message, paid for by Phillies 2008.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Another untold story, here it comes. Another untold story, here it comes. Another untold story that you have not been told from. AnotherUntoldStory.com.
Most do not know that their minds have been conquered in the war arena of sexual perversion called homosexuality. And most do not know of what was called the War Conference held in Warrenton, Virginia, in February of 1988. It was attended by 175 sexual pervert leading activists representing homosexual groups from across America. They had a war goal, according to the writings of marketing expert Paul E. Radu of Regent University. That war goal was, quote, to force acceptance of homosexual culture into the mainstream, to silence opposition, and ultimately to convert American society, end quote. Three things have been done to you in this war to get you to accept this disgusting sin. To know what they are, go to AnotherUntoldStory.com. Two of the sex perverts in the war planning were Harvard graduates and of exceptional high IQ, and they had unique training. If you want to know about them, go to AnotherUntoldStory.com. Together, these two sex perverts wrote a book called After the Ball, How America Will Conquer Its Fear and Hatred of Gays in the 90s. It's all quite a story. We tell it at AnotherUntoldStory.com. AnotherUntoldStory.com.
For another untold story, go to AnotherUntoldStory.com. 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 AnotherUntoldStory.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show, and you can bring up anything toll-free at 800-259-9231. Sickle CAI toll-free line. Ian here with you.
And Nick.
And Mark, 1-800-259-9231. Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features are free, so enjoy those, including the bulletin board system. Get interactive with over 2,000 listeners, over 350,000 posts, all for free. Talk about various different things, serious issues, fun stuff. It's all there at bbs.freetalklive.com. That's bbs.freetalklive.com.
Is another fad diet really the answer to losing your extra pounds? Are working out and eating right no longer working to help you lose weight? If you can relate to that, then go read the story of a doctor who lost 37 pounds in 1 month and has kept it off. See the actual before and after pictures? Read his story at notfatanymore.com. Get off that fad diet roller coaster forever at notfatanymore.com.
All right, we're in the middle of a article here from Anthony Gregory, lewrockwell.com. It's a version of a speech that he gave over the weekend to the Libertarian National Convention about why we do this. Why is it that we choose to defend liberty when we could have taken on all sorts of issues? Why did we choose liberty? And he goes on. He points out, as for intervention overseas, the principles apply here too. He's talking about all the awful things that the state has been doing, like the war on drugs and just the war, all these various different wars on freedom that we have in this country, and that it's expanded out. And it, and as he says, overseas, we have a global empire that alienates lots of foreigners, cozies up with lots of politicians and despots, destabilizes cultures, promotes conflicts, gets us embroiled in civil wars, destroys our dollar, distorts the economy, and lays claim to our freedom and the unimpeded right to set policy and interrogate anyone all around the world. We oppose this unprecedented monstrosity not because we're naive. If foreign interventionism were so defensible, why are Americans so antsy when other countries go to war and engage in conflict without the nod from the United States? For more than 100 years, U.S. foreign policy has been on the wrong track. The U.S. was treating the Middle East like a playground for decades, and the blowback many of us were worried about happened. The result's been a total loss of rationality and some rather frightening blows against the traditions of this country. Congress suspended habeas corpus for the first time since the Civil War. Torture has become law in America. The U.S. has laid waste to the lives and property of millions of people. Americans have lost liberty on every front, and it keeps getting worse, by the way. We have perhaps seen the largest expansion of state power since World War II. These are urgent concerns, emergencies even. Stopping the next terrible war is an issue of utmost importance. We are, after all, talking about mass murder here. We need to reverse all the deprivations of our civil liberties since 9/11 and continue stripping the state of these despotic powers until we at least have some claim to being a free country again. And yet these horror stories I tell you are not the only reason we do what we do. We have the blessings of liberty all around us. In historical context, we're looking good in many crucial respects. We don't have slavery, which was an unforgivable flaw in the original design of this republic, though I might add, we do still have slavery, it's just not as overt. You don't have anyone on a plantation having a whip cracked over them, but if you do have some agency taking a percentage of your income without your consent, then you do have slavery.
Sounds remarkably like slavery.
But anyway, he says, we don't have conscription, we don't have total socialism, we don't have internment camps for all Arabs. Some taxes, regulations, tariffs, and many other burdens of the past have been lessened. For many segments of the population, this wasn't much of a free society until relatively recently. And on a global level, there's been a remarkable advance in liberty in many places that we ignore to our own detriment. Every triumph for liberty must be cheered and should be understood. What's more, we enjoy a civilization that depends itself depends wholly on the principles of individual rights and dignity. Without the emerging principle that people have certain rights, the state or no man could trample, we wouldn't be here at this convention. The market economy is an impossibility without some degree of economic freedom, and we are fortunate in relative terms to be alive here and now. I agree with him there. It's definitely a good time to be alive. This is the best time, I think, for the message of liberty. This is the time at which the message of freedom has its most, its widest reach, its most powerful influence.
Yeah, I would agree with that.
And there's also the creature comforts as well. It's just nice to be alive because of air conditioning and other things that wealth and the marketplace and capitalism and the somewhat free market has brought us. What's more, he says, so one reason we defend the market and individual liberty is because life as we know it depends on it. We wish humanity to flourish and not move backwards. And why has it moved at all? Libertarians and our philosophical predecessors have done so much in the past that it's easy for us to take it for granted. In the old world, a slow battle that took place over centuries between liberty and tyranny, which exploded in clarity in the 18th century, culminating in the great event when American colonists risked it all, not just for their own personal gain, but to defend their liberty and the idea of liberty. A country was born, founded on the principle of revolution and secession. Newly inspired idealists in a fledgling America kept on with the revolution, applying these ideals to slavery, eventually awakening people worldwide to an evil institution that plagued the world for millennia. Now, not even a dictator would openly defend slavery in principle. A few hundred years ago, some of the founders of this country did. Now, that's progress.
Yeah.
Classical liberals became more Americanized, more radicalized through the 19th century as abolitionists denounced Lincoln's power grabs and a big tent anti-imperialist coalition developed at the turn of the century. Those determined not to give up the good legacies of this country resisted the progressives, FDR, and then the Cold War. Segregation laws were repealed, and now very few people would ever think of bringing them back. Conscription was met with great mass resistance during Vietnam, with libertarians making all of the most fundamental arguments. Some things have gotten better. At the time, many people didn't take the revolting American seriously, or think the abolitionists were grounded in reality, or believe those who tried to raise awareness of the perils of total economic central planning had any sense or honesty. But on some major battles, our tradition has won, and civilization has become that much more civilized. Where we have not yet won, or where our enemies have won, of course, we've seen a betrayal of the American dream, economic calamity, and the retrograde motion of our society. Ultimately, I believe most of us choose to defend liberty because it's under attack, and defending it is the right thing to do. We admire and thank our predecessors even as we acknowledge their flaws and keep trying to move the culture toward a greater respect for liberty. Every little bit of progress means the world to someone out there, currently enslaved and impoverished and brutalized by the police and welfare state. Every big step toward freedom has enormous consequences that will benefit generations to come. Many timely battles have high stakes for the economic well-being of this country, the safety of its people, the liberties they cherish, the lives of countless Americans and foreigners are on the line. Sometimes we libertarians take positions that horrify detractors on the left and right. We defend people that many people won't.
So did Jesus.
We take some very unpopular stands, but we have to. The statists on the left and right have had their way, and they have devastated the lives of millions. Libertarianism is not about protecting big business at the expense of the little guy, and it's not an obsession with drugs or a naive view of foreign affairs or about throwing all manner of civility, community, law, and personal discipline out the window. That is not in our interest. Quite the reverse. Ours is a program and a philosophy concerned with dismantling state oppression and setting people free. We need not shy away from it or make excuses. The tradition of liberty speaks for itself. It's brought on all these blessings most Americans take for granted. The opposite tradition had only brought disaster. The short-term remedy and the long-term goal are the same: liberty. Making ourselves clear will help to bring more people to understand this. If enough people understood this and got behind it and also chose the path that we choose, things would improve instantly and dramatically and would continue to do so. If we succeed, and to the extent we do, we see more prosperity, social harmony, peace, and civil society. To the extent we don't, we see stagnation, poverty, class division, war, tyranny, and lawlessness. Everything we care about is on the line. And that's why we choose to defend liberty. 800-259-9231. You can take control of the airwaves, bring up whatever's on your mind, and the best place to defend liberty is right here. New Hampshire is part of the Free State Project. More on the way.
If you've been thinking of acquiring a Rife machine, this is the time for action. At JW Labs, we build machines that are twice as powerful as Dr. Rife's most potent devices. Our Model A is a solid-state equivalent to our legendary vacuum tube-based instrument. It's much more affordable and easy to use. With JW Labs Model A, you will sweep through the entire range of frequencies known to be effective for viruses, bacteria, and more. Our customers report increased energy, reduction of pain, and relief from conditions untouched by conventional treatments. JW Labs has been building Rife machines for over 20 years. Let us help you take back your power regarding your health. Learn more at jwlabs.com. That's jwlabs.com. Or call us today at 888-891-1122. 888-891-1122.
Are you fed up with all the side effects of chemicals in your shampoos and detergents? Even fragrances can signal some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi folks, Alex Jones here. Why not go back to basics and be safe with Calvin Pure Soaps? They're all natural and you'll save some 85% the money you're spending for your cleaning products now. Marty Schachter founded Calvin Soap Company in 1947 and provided products for health institutions. Now, Calvin Soaps are available to you and me. Triple concentrated for all your cleaning needs. From bathing and laundry to dishes, hair, and more. No harsh chemicals. No animal testing. I use them and love them, knowing they're all natural and safe, and I save big time. Call Calvin Pure Soap at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091. Or log on to 5starsoap.com now for a free catalog. Again, that number, 1-800-340-7091 or 5starsoap.com for all your cleaning needs.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism, which is why you should be reading the Nationalist Times each month. We promote a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times features outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Find out why the Nationalist Times has many thousands of loyal readers across America. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times, America's best patriotic newspaper, for just $19 for 1 year. That's less than half the regular subscription price. Subscribe today by sending $19 to the Nationalist Times, 10161 Park Run Drive, Suite 150, Las Vegas, Nevada, 89145. That's the Nationalist Times, 10161 Park Run Drive, Suite 150, Las Vegas, Nevada, 89145. Or subscribe online at anu.org.
By the age of 60, half of all men have a prostate-related problem. Is there an alternative way to relieve suffering and pain of an enlarged prostate? There sure is. It's called Poulien, and it's offered exclusively from NaturallyPure.com. Poulien is a patented supplement for the treatment of prostatitis and BHP, also known as an enlarged prostate. Formulated by a Chinese master herbalist, Poulien contains vital nutrients proven to have powerful anti-inflammatory effects on the prostate. Put an end to those frequent trips to the bathroom with no adverse side effects. Right now, a two-bottle treatment is available for the low price of $49.95. Call 805-434-5444. That's 805-434-5444. Or visit them online at naturally, that's 1L and naturallypure.com. That's NaturallyPure.com. Mention coupon code GCN and receive 10% off of your order. Guaranteed to work or your money back. Stop the agony, stop the pain. NaturallyPure.com, your source for prostate health.
Are you tired of searching for Freak Talk Radio? Well, search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show. Bring up anything toll-free at 800-259-9231. Sickle CAI toll-free line. Ian here with you.
And Nick.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features are free, so enjoy those on us, including updates. You get signed up. We will keep you in the loop whenever there's something you need to know about Free Talk Live. Just go to updates.freetalklive.com to get on the list for free. That's updates.freetalklive.com. We go right back into your calls. Mac in Georgia on the Amp Line. Hello, Mac.
How's it going, guys?
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
The state of Georgia has changed some of the gun laws.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
How
they
so?
They changed it so a person who has a concealed weapons permit can enter a bar now.
They cannot enter a bar?
No, they can.
Oh, they can.
Oh, they can.
Okay, good.
And they also can, instead of having to store the weapon inside the glove compartment or in the trunk while they're in the vehicle, they can carry on them also.
Wow, okay, cool.
Well, that's crazy that you have a concealed weapons permit in your and you happen to be in a vehicle, you would previously you had to stow the weapon? That's crazy.
Yeah, but the police down here, when Senator Pizzuto, the governor in Georgia, signed the act into law a couple weeks ago, the police department down here started sending all the officers back for remedial pursuit training.
Okay.
Because they say that, what's the matter say? That they need to be more vigilant now.
Vigilant for what?
That people are going to pull guns on them because they can have them on their person instead of in the glove compartment?
Because people with concealed weapons permits are shooting cops all the time.
Right, because they've just been waiting for the day. Those who are criminals have just been waiting for the day when the law was going to be changed to allow them legally to carry a gun in their belt. So now they're going to finally shoot a cop.
You know, this is
ludicrous.
I would love to know how many people with concealed weapons permits actually commit crimes.
Sorry, Matt, go ahead.
I mean, well, you know, you got to think about it. The police chief down here, he's been in for a couple years. He's actually from Southern Georgia, but He rose through the ranks of the LAPD. Matter of fact, his last assignment with the LAPD was the chief in charge of internal investigations.
No, that's bad news.
Yeah.
So basically what they're going to do is they're going to send all of the cops back to some sort of remedial training, which they'll get paid for. So it's actually kind of like a little vacation for the cops, right?
Yeah, I mean, they're going through the cycle now. It's going to take about 2 or 3 months. But they're going
2 or 3 months.
About a couple weeks ago, huh?
It's probably not so much that it's bad intentions or that they really believe that there's going to be a significant difference or change in the way that people carry themselves and what they do. But it seems to me just an excuse to get some cops some time off and not have to actually work.
Well, they also cops don't like the idea of guns being out there. Period. I mean, generally, the police chief.
Some cops.
I'm sorry. I should have said the police chiefs, those sort of people.
They're authoritarians.
Yeah, they're all authoritarians, yeah. And they believe that they can fix this somehow.
Well, I'm glad to hear there's a little bit of good news coming out of Georgia, Mac. Any other thoughts?
He hated it. He hated not too happy.
Oh, I bet he's not. Yeah, well, they don't like it when people get more freedom. They fight vehemently against people getting more freedom, and they constantly are in support of more restrictions. And it's such a farce when the police chiefs will tell you things like, "Well, we're just doing our jobs," but then when the time comes, and they'll say things like they'll throw out the platitudes like, "Oh, well, if you want it changed, then change the law, and then we'll do our jobs and we'll enforce those laws." But it's nonsense because the police chiefs, they always get out front and center whenever some proposal comes up to defend anything that increases the size of the state or to oppose anything that decreases the size of the state. Time and time again. Mac, thanks for the call tonight, dude. 800-259-9231. So it's not just about the law and just doing their jobs, because their jobs should not be to advocate for more laws, but that's what they do.
Right. If they're going to claim that, you know, they don't necessarily agree with the laws, they can't say that when the Police Chiefs Association is the one who pushed it through committee.
Yep.
You know, they pretend that they're speaking in the interest of the public, but they're still influencing the policy that they supposedly didn't write.
Yep, exactly. So we continue with Anonymous on the line from somewhere. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Anonymous, going once, going twice. Perhaps this is Anonymous. Hello?
Hello.
Hey, you're on the air.
Anybody there? This is the Christian Anarchist.
Oh, it's Gene. What's on your mind?
I have 3 observations to make from our trip to Washington, D.C.
Ah, yes.
And I'll make them very quickly.
Okay.
Number one, there is still some people that are allowed to protest in front of the White House.
How about
I was rather
that?
Pleased to see that there were a couple people camped out right on right across the street from the White House gate.
Yeah, but did they ask permission? Did they get mommy government to give them a pass, a hall pass?
I kind of doubt if they had any kind of permit, because they're just kind of camped out there with their tents, and they got signs up. One of them's protesting the Iraq war, and the other one there was talking about how it's the end of the world, you know, the last one of the doomsday prophets. But I was pleased to see both of them there. They're camped out with their gear. They've got signs up all over, and
I'm surprised.
They take up quite a bit of sidewalk space. So.
Yeah, I'm surprised they're allowing that. I mean, didn't Cindy Sheehan get arrested recently for a protest out in front of the White House? I mean, what's different there?
I'm not sure how this works, but I'm pleased to see that there's still a modicum of freedom in this country.
That's good. What else?
The second thing is Rolling Thunder. I like motorcycles as much as the next guy.
Ah, okay.
But Rolling Thunder, when you got 40,000 motorcycles rolling through there, it's very disturbing when you're trying to look at monuments and things like that. But, you know, the guys were having fun, and I certainly wouldn't take that away from them. But
oh, motorcyclists are really great prospects, by the way, for pro-freedom movements. They're generally very liberty-minded people.
A good portion of them are Ron Paul people and liberty-minded. And so, you know, I couldn't take that away from them. But I do want, you know, I just wanted to say it's a little bit annoying, that's all.
Earplugs, Gene, earplugs.
Yeah, 40,000 of them, you're trying to read Thomas Jefferson Memorial, which is where I'm going next, is the Thomas Jefferson Memorial, the best place in Washington, D.C. You can go into that memorial and you see carved in stone these beautiful words of liberty and how to fight, how he wants to fight tyranny, and it's all there in marble. It's amazing that this government that is trying so hard to take away these and instigate tyranny in this country is actually allows us to go see this monument. It's amazing. It's you would like.
Well, it'd be too much work for them to. Gene, it'd be too much work for them to demolish the monument. It would draw too much attention. So it's easier to just leave it up. That way, people
probably,
can remember.
They'll probably have a fake dirty bomb go off in the Jefferson Monument just so that they can close it to the public. But,
well, you know what they did do recently is they arrested a young lady for dancing.
It doesn't Yes, they did. The Jefferson one. It doesn't really matter that the Jefferson Memorial is there as a monument to liberty because most Americans, they can read the words and they just say, "We've got liberty. Yay."
Yep.
And that's all it means to them.
Falls on dead ears.
They don't even know what it means.
The words are beautiful. The words there are beautiful and. Everybody should go to Washington, D.C. just to see the Jefferson Memorial.
Oh, I don't know about that.
Great.
Can't you read the same words on the Internet?
But it really makes a difference when you see it engraved in 10-foot-high letters around the top of a marble
monument. I think it's much more impressive.
I agree with you.
Yeah, but it's not enough of a reason to actually visit D.C.
This kind of crap falls on dead ears with Ian. You know, I mean, he just wouldn't go anywhere to do anything as far as that goes.
I'm going to New York City.
I've been working on Ian for 3 years. What
do you mean?
I've been molding you, Ian. You're like my disciple. I've got you. First, you were a, when I first called you, I remember the first phone call, I told you that I'm an anarchist. And you said, well, at that time, you weren't a free marketeer, which is what you call yourself now, which is another term for anarchist. You were a constitutionalist. And you even asked me, well, wouldn't you settle for a constitutional government, which still to this day I would settle for that, and that's why I fight for the Ron Paul campaign. But you have come over to the anarchist side.
You're right,
like
Gene.
It's all your fault. The dark side of the force.
Thank you, sir. I appreciate all the influence.
I think freedom and peace is the light side of the force.
It's the direction that you go in. I mean, when you're in the liberty movement, as you keep learning more and learn more and understand more, it's inevitable that you'll go this direction. It's where it seems that everyone's going, the direction towards total liberty and the rejection of the authoritarian model of government. We're coming up. Free Talk Live.
Fuel prices are at an all-time high with no relief in sight. Do you feel powerless against the large oil companies? Now you can fight back. Dur Alt Fuel Conditioner from Fuel Saver Incorporated is the solution you need for power, performance, and especially savings. Fuel Saver Inc.'s conditioner increases miles per gallon in gas and diesel engines and reduces emissions, saving up to 70 cents on each gallon of fuel you purchase. This remarkable fuel conditioner also cleans fuel injectors and pumps, reduces engine noise, and saves you money on costly repairs. Your engine will run like new with improved miles per gallon, and the savings far exceed the cost of the product. Go to FuelSaverInc.com today. That's FuelSaverInc.com or call toll-free 866-768-7811. Call now 866-768-7811 or go to FuelSaverInc.com. Dur-Alt Fuel Conditioner. Start saving on fuel today.
The cynic says, I started losing my hair and there was nothing I could do. I wore a baseball cap because I was self-conscious. The believer says, I started using Avacor 2 months ago and already I'm regrowing my own hair. My bald spot is going. No caps for me. Are you a cynic? Avacor's formula is FDA approved to regrow your own hair in as little as 2 months. Avacor's topical formula contains the only ingredient approved by the FDA to regrow hair without risk of sexual side effect. Call right now and ask about getting a free month supply of Avacor and receive Boost just for trying Avacor. Boost can make your hair visibly thicker with its first application. Call 1-800-451-8920. That's 1-800-451-8920. This is a limited time offer, so call now. Call 1-800-451-8920. 1-800-451-8920. Or log on to AvacorRadio.com.
Hi, this is Dave from Ready Reserve Foods. I have been waiting patiently for the government and mainstream media to inform you of what is turning out to be the biggest problem facing the world in the last 50 years. For the last 3 years, the Earth has consumed more food than it has been able to produce, and it has now finally caught up with this. In the U.S., commodities such as flour and rice are already being rationed, and the next rice crop won't be available for another 4 to 5 months. It's fall in the Southern Hemisphere, and many countries are short the food necessary to make it through the winter and have stopped exporting certain commodities altogether. Remember our trade deficit? Trillions of dollars have stacked up outside the country and are now rushing in to buy our food production at any price. By late summer, if not early fall, it is likely our government will step in and control food and food exports under martial law. Call Ready Reserve Foods at 1-800-453-2202, 1-800-453-2202, or visit us at www.readyreservefoods.com, 1-800-453-2202.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves toll-free at 800-259-9231, SACL CAI toll-free line. Even in these remaining moments, just enough time for your call. It is Ian here with you.
And Nick.
And Mark. Join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features there are free. And if you like the show and want to help support Free Talk Live, then you can become an amplifier. Just go to amp.freetalklive.com. And get on board for $3 a month. It'll come out of your PayPal account or any major credit card, or some of alternative options are there for you. And that $3 a month comes into us. We reinvest it in the show, getting Free Talk Live on more radio stations across the country, and also more internet listeners, bringing them on board too. Announced a new radio station today, as a matter of fact.
A big one.
I admit, I jumped the gun on this one. I've been sitting on the agreement for weeks. I had the agreement signed at the beginning of May, and I knew it was going to happen until the end of May. And the reason why I came out with it a little early was because I'm pretty confident they're going to get it right the first time. This station's pretty serious. It's a serious station. It's a huge station.
Yeah.
If they say they're going to get something on the air, one particular day, it's going to happen. It's 970 WFLA in Tampa Bay.
Right. I would have considered myself to be a primary listener to that station at one point in my life.
It may be our biggest marketplace. That may be
Miami is our biggest.
Yeah, but the station in Miami isn't actually in Miami. The station in Miami, the signal cuts into Miami, so we can call it Miami, but the transmitter itself is not actually in Miami. This transmitter is the real deal. It's in Tampa Bay. I mean, it covers the entire...
It is in the metro of what they call the radio metro.
Right, so I think this is our first real big major mainstream kind of major market big affiliate. So big thanks.
I'd say WFTL is a damn big affiliate.
Oh, FTL's bigger. It's got more wattage than WFLA. There's no doubt about that. But as far as the market location, this one's it. It's a big milestone for Free Talk Live, and so we're pretty excited about it.
Yeah.
So they'll be joining us this Saturday, and your local talk station can, too. Go to localfact.freetalklive.com to learn how. That's localfaq.freetalklive.com.
FLA is even more exciting, the gentleman, Gabe Hobbs, that got us on there. He's the
Senior Vice President of News Talk Programming for Clear Channel.
Okay, Clear Channel, the largest owner of radio stations in America by a long, long stretch. He's the Senior VP in charge of News Talk. So
yeah,
this guy,
man.
We're on the map with him.
Yeah.
Free Talk Live, going places. And it's going places because of
amplifiers.
Absolutely.
It totally is. Because we've been able to reach out to radio stations via advertising and actually showing up in person at conventions, which we'll be going to another convention here less than 2 weeks at this point. It's people like Gabe Hobbs from Clear Channel that go to these conventions.
Mm-hmm. We met him there.
The big shakers, the movers, the shakers, the VIPs, they're there and they see us there, and it helps solidify for them that we're the real deal, that we're serious about this business, because there's a million shows they could pick from.
Right.
And, not all of them go to the conventions, and
Gabe,
so only so
I'm
many
I'm sure
get,
Gabe remembers us from these. We have taken a lot of steps to market the show, and that's just one of them, and I'm sure that he remembers seeing us there. Oh, those two young guys, give them a shot, that kind of thing.
Yep, so that's going to happen, and as a result of that, of course, I'm sure a lot of Clear Channel program directors around the country will see that, and they'll say, oh, well, Free Talk Live, yeah, I'll give another look here, and they'll put us on, too. So,
yep,
all is working in the right direction, and it's all because of people
exactly according
like
to the plan.
Sam in Texas on the amp line, one of the other perks you get as an amplifier. Sam, it's thanks to people like you.
Thank you. I'm glad, you know, you guys put on such a fantastic show that raises awareness to people that listen.
Yo, what's on your mind tonight, sir?
So you guys have private trash service in New Hampshire. How does that work?
Oh, it's great. You open the phone book, contact a trash service or get a recommendation from someone, contact a trash service, get some prices, call them up, and get signed up.
They even have waste management here. Waste management competes in the marketplace just like anybody else
does.
Oh,
the monopolist that you normally find in
right.
other communities?
The one that you know, manages to get in, the big one, get in all these communities.
Right.
I have the city service, and I think it might actually be better. That sounds like a lot of work. Mine just brings them with the water bill, but now with the private service, do they just come like whatever day they want to, or
no? They let you know what day they come in the same way that your city service does. Now, have you ever noticed in dealing with the city service that perhaps you have to put different trash in different barrels, and you have to do this, and you can't throw away paint ever. You have to wait till one day every 3 months they come around for paint or computers because those are caustic. You know all those different rules that you have
to
deal with.
Yeah, I just set them out, and then sometimes they send me letters saying that
to take them back
in. I put it out 2 days too early, and I should have to remove it all. And then wait 2 days and then move it all back out so it'll be within the 2 week collection window before they come and pick it up.
Yeah, a lot of times they'll just leave it sitting there too, so you've got that ugly, situation going on the side of the street. But with the free market trash service we get, they just take our trash and they don't tell us a bunch of rules.
Yeah, they never sent me when I signed up. They never sent me an info sheet saying you can put this in,
you can't put that in there.
No, in fact, I don't even use trash cans. I use bins. I use these, like the Tupperware, not Tupperware, Tupperware's not the right word, Rubbermaid.
The big Rubbermaid container.
Yeah, yeah, with the locking things on the side.
It's cool. Easier, it keeps raccoons out.
Yep.
Today's my trash day, but it's kind of sitting out there full. Now, do they sometimes, leave it in the middle of the driveway?
No.
The trash can?
Yeah.
Well, if you didn't like where they left it, you could talk to them about it, and if they failed to do it at that point,
you could
change services.
That's true.
Oh, I hit mine with my car after they left it in the driveway a couple times, and they don't really care.
Oh, no, they always did that down in Florida. They would always just throw the crap right there in the middle of the driveway, so you'd have to stop your car and get out and actually move the cans before you could pull in. I remember that stuff.
Do they leave them, laying over on their side sometimes? Because I've had that happen, too.
Well, it's... No, my bins have always been right side up.
Yours would be hard to lay on their side.
Yeah, it'd be hard to put them on the
mine
side.
Mine are the big ones, too, just like that.
It'd be, you can't lay mine on their side unless you made a real effort for it. And they don't gently put the tops back on, but that's okay. I don't require that of them.
You could get that if you wanted to.
I'd probably pay extra. Sure, yeah. I've never had.
We have the Golden Glove trash service here.
Have you ever heard me complain about my trash, Mark? I mean, I've never had a complaint.
We have the city's trash bins, and one time I watched them pick it up, and then to dump it, he kind of squeezed the hydraulic arm and split the side of my trash can.
I hate that crap.
A couple months later, it smells really nice, too, with it open to the air like that. A couple months later, I get a little postcard on the top of the trash can that says, "It appears your trash can has been damaged. Please contact the city to see about a replacement."
Oh, boy.
And I'm thinking, okay.
Are they going to charge you?
It won't cost you anything, but I'm thinking, all right, so the driver has seen that my trash can is damaged. So he puts a note on the trash can for me to call the city to tell them to come and replace their trash can that they damaged.
So he couldn't just make a note and take care of it.
Yeah, give you a new darn trash can.
He's got to pass the buck to you so
and
you can pass the buck to
them. Can you imagine what the city paid for those trash cans? When the city buys trash cans, they don't buy the cheap ones.
No.
They buy the big, giant ones with the wheels on the bottom and the bearings and the wheels. And
exactly what I've got, yep.
Right,
I took their little postcard, raised the lid, filed it, and sent it right back to them.
You filed it in. So I guess you're looking forward to having private trash service. Huh, Sam, you seem pretty excited about this.
I don't know how they managed to replace it, but it'll be nice to have choice.
Very good, sir. Any other thoughts?
That's it. Have a good
day. Appreciate it, sir. 800-259-9231. It's great up here with the trash collection. You can take it to the dump yourself or hire all manner of different companies. There are even different dumps you can go to.
I don't think that anyone would move to New Hampshire for the trash service, as exciting as the trash service might be.
It's a nice perk.
But it really goes to show... how the free market can handle all these silly things that the government gets itself involved in on your local, it's your local municipality. It's silly.
Well, because there are people that believe that that the government has to do these things.
I don't know why.
Well, that's the way it's always been. If you were born in a place where the government took care of the trash, just as the government takes care of the roads and the police and the fire department, if you were born in a place where they take care of the trash and you've always lived in a place like that, then you will presume that should be the case everywhere. And it'll be a shock to the system when you find out otherwise.
That's why critical thinking is so important, because those people are not critically thinking, sorry to say. They're just not approaching the subject.
Well, why should they? I mean, it's like Sam said, it's easy. I mean, you don't have to think about contacting a trash company to bring them on board and have to compare prices.
It's more expensive and it's inefficient. And
oh,
you
course.
Don't get any choices.
But
there's
they
some
don't
good
realize
reasons.
That.
Is all you?
But,
well, yeah, they do. When they have to deal with the trash people, the local waste management people or whatever, they realize, I've got no choices here. All I can do is complain.
Right.
So there you go.
But they don't believe they can have choices. They're stuck in this box, the box this government has put them in, and they can't even see the outside world. They can't even fathom of what could be the possibilities. It's like with the people with their it's the same thing. I mean, we're talking about trash, but the same statements apply to people that don't believe we would have police or roads or fire departments without government. They cannot see it. That's what I encountered the other day when I was on the radio, and you can download the archive at freekeen.com. When I was on the radio here in Keene talking with some of the former politicians here, and he can't see, one of them could not see how private policing would work, how market-based protection would work. Well, that's okay. It's okay if you can't see it. That's because you're not going to be the entrepreneur who figures out how to do it. For the person who figures out how to do it and make a profit out of it, they'll become a millionaire or something like that. And
yes,
we'll
they should.
And we'll all get good protection services on the cheap. It's been Ian here with you.
And Nick.
And Mark.
See you tomorrow online in the meantime at freetalklive.com.
Have you made one of those New Year's resolutions to lose weight? Are those extra pounds weighing you down and making you feel fat? Diets are a dime a dozen, and they all work a little bit, but they require people to change their lives and forego the foods they love. I've been introduced by a doctor to a product that can cause you to lose up to 25 pounds in just 9 days, without requiring you to permanently change your diet. Go to FTLDiscount.com, read some real testimonials, and find out how to order. FTLDiscount.com. It doesn't matter if you have a little to lose or a whole lot. FTLDiscount.com.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237. Once.